Your forecast for tonight shows rain and snow showers with cloudy skies and a low at 15. Blustery north winds gust up to 35 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, we'll see some lingering snowfall, and then we'll see cloudy skies that turn into sunny skies and a high at 23 degrees. For Sunday, we start to see temperatures warm back up with mostly sunny skies and a high around 42. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Bank Local, I think that it means a ton with our bank.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
I don't think a lot of people understand that we are local and we consider you a family. We live, work, and volunteer in our communities. We don't just say it, we live it. So bank local.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, and welcome back, Kansaland Radio. Second game of our double dip, Big 7 League matchup tonight as Jefferson West plays host to the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Thanks for tuning in. Seth Ellison back in studio. Of course, he'll man the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show following our broadcast tonight. Trenton Craxner with me as well to my right. I'm Brandon Tadman. Again, if you're just joining us, girls' game came down to the wire, and it was a fun one, but Nemaha Central got it done, 37-35, a big win for the Thunder, keeping them towards the top of the Big 7 standings. Well, these two teams, Trenton, are going in opposite directions right now. Jeff West still searching for win number one this year, but Nemaha Central right there, a top six team in Class 3A. They're 7-1, 5-1 in league play. Their lone loss to the number two ranked team in 3A, and that's Royal Valley, who continues their dominant start. They stay unbeaten. They got a big win over Hiawatha tonight, won by 23. 76-53. We'll dive a little bit more into that as the broadcast goes along. Let's get you the starters real quick for this one tonight. We'll start with the Thunder, and they'll go like this. Carter Lutz, a 6'3 senior guard, averaging over 8 points per game. And then we get the monstrosity that is the Beck boys, Curtis and Marcus Beck. Curtis, leading scorer in the Big 7 at 20 points per game. He also averages 7 rebounds, both listed at 6'4. And then Marcus, a near double-double at 14 points and 9.5 rebounds per game. Cole Hermish, the 6'2 senior guard, averaging 5 points and 6 rebounds a game. And then Wade Leonard, a junior, getting a start, just 2 points and 1 rebound per game. So again, for the Thunder, it is Lutz, Curtis and Marcus Beck, Hermish and Leonard. For Jeff West and head coach Joe Smith, Tyler Euler is a senior guard. Also, Devin Watkins is a senior. Gage Galley is a sophomore. Hunter Mosier is a sophomore. And then a senior down low, Cooper Munson. So for Jeff West, it is Euler, Watkins, Galley, Mosier, and Munson. This is a very talented Nemaha Central team, of course, and it starts with the Beck boys, who roughly have 60% of the scoring. When you look at it, as Nemaha Central comes in averaging just shy of 60 per game, they combine to go for near 35 of those 60 points per game. So certainly when you talk about the Thunder, it starts with those two.
Yeah, and, you know, if Jeff West
you got to hit shots tonight. I mean, and for Nemaha Central, you got to view it as not a trap game. You know, this Jeff West team is looking for their first win, and you don't want to look past them. So that's how you get beat, especially in the Big Seven.
So Jeff West rocking all white uniforms. The girls rocked all pink in the pink out nights, and you can see a lot of the students and fans rocking some pink shirts. Nemaha Central rode purple uniforms. It'll be Munson and Curtis Beck to tip this one off. Thunder will go left to right. Tigers will go from right to left. Again, Jeff West, under first-year head coach Joe Smith, looking for their first win. Nemaha Central trying to keep pace with Royal Valley at the top of the Big Seven league standings. Jeff West, a quick trigger fire from the right side, and that one is knocked in by Gage Galley. And the Tigers with an early 2-0 lead with a short J from the right corner. Here's Curtis to his brother Marcus. A quick three, short, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in. Cole Hermish and one. How about that dive and cleanup at the glass for Cole Hermish?
If you're gonna run a zone defense, you've got to be able to block out. And that player just coming in free, Hermish, fly to the rim, put it back.
I like Hermish. He's a good player. 6 points, 5 rebounds a game. He's struggled a little bit at the line, just 3 of 11 on the season, but he's pure on that one. And Nemaha Central jumps right back and takes the lead at 3-2, not quite 50 seconds into this first quarter. Jeff West having to deal with some pressure. Watkins short corner left, guarded by Lutz and Marcus Beck, and they come away with a steal. Here's the Thunder, 3-on-2 break. Lutz, beautiful bounce pass, and two-handed flush off the 2 feet. Curtis Beck throws it down with authority. And it's a 5-2 lead. They did not put the free throw up for...
They just did.
Okay, a little late. Now another steal. Here comes Nemaha Central, the alley. Oop, layup good. It's Curtis to Marcus, and Marcus, his first bucket. A 7-2 jump here for Nemaha Central, about 90 seconds in.
Talked about at the top of the broadcast, the Beck brothers are cleaning up right now.
And another turnover here by Jeff West is... Watkins thought he was bumped out of bounds by Lutz, but they just called him for running out of bounds. No call, and Thunder get it back with a fast-paced start for them offensively. So Jeff West hitting in his zone defense. Euler at the top of it. Here's Hermish left corner. Now Lutz left side. No hesitation on a deep three. Strong, no good. Rebound Jeff West. Pulled down by Galley. Here's Mosier, dribbles inside, kicks it back out. That's Galley in the left corner. Doesn't have the dribble, needs to get rid of it. Does so to Watkins, top of the key. 7-2, Nemaha Central, 5:52 left first quarter. Here's Euler, high right, the senior on the wing. Waving through, guarded by Lutz. Pass is knocked away, but picked up by Watkins. Watkins gets to the free throw line, thought about pulling up, turns down a shot, gets it back to his teammate Mosier, who calls the play. Good crowd tonight, supporting the Tigers. Euler gets it top of the key and between the rings out high. Right side it goes on the wing to Mosier. Mosier now holds it at the hip. Gets it to Galley top of the key. Spins away on Curtis Beck. Now Marcus guarding Euler. They get it to Munson top of the key. Lazy pass, and that one is deflected and intercepted. Munson trying to chase down Beck, and he draws the foul as Curtis will head to the free throw line, and Cooper Munson picks up the foul. That's his first. Well, we know what Nemaha Central likes to do, and that's get out and transition with the athletes that they have, and they did so right there. And Curtis Beck at the free throw line. He's short on the first free throw. 68% foul shooter this year. 20 points per game. Tops the Big Seven. He averages 7 rebounds as well. He goes 1 for 2. He's got 3, and it's an 8-2 Nemaha Central lead. 3 apiece by Hermish and Beck, and then Marcus Beck has the other 2. Wade Leonard nearly comes away with a steal. Jeff West, though, breaks the pressure here. Left side on the wing with Watkins. Top of the key, it goes to Galley. Galley with a ball fake. Left his feet. Shot blocked. Marcus Beck says no thank you. Here's Carter Lutz up the floor. Left corner. Gets it back to Curtis. Deep range three, in and out, no good, and Munson the rebound. Munson's a big body inside. going to have his hands full. Working on the Beck brothers tonight. Euler right side. 4.5 minutes to go. First quarter, 8-2, Nemaha Central. Jeff West looking for their first win of the season. It's been a struggle so far for the Tigers. Lost to Royal Valley Tuesday night, 58-29. This is a Nemaha Central team that certainly has an opportunity. Good offensive play and a cut and a basket by Devin Watkins, who's on the board. 8-4 our score. Leonard back to Marcus, to his brother Curtis. Short corner left with Lutz. Lutz dribbles out of some trouble there. He'll back things out and reset the offense as we're now 4+ minutes into this opening quarter. Here's Curtis. Beck in the left corner. Lutz a deep three. Strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Hunter Mosier for Jeff West. 8-4 Nemaha Central. 3:40 to go in the quarter. Mosier turns and fires an air ball and deflected out of bounds, and it will go back to Nemaha Central. Difficult shot, a turnaround fade from the right wing from about 12 feet out. And caught the air and out of bounds, and Nemaha Central gets it back. So 3:33, clock moving first quarter, 8-4 Thunder. Nemaha Central won both regular season games last year, but it was Jeff West who won the matchup in sub-state. Here's Curtis back, a deep three from the right wing. It's out, no good, but it's saved underneath and then might have been partially blocked there by Munson. And there's a deflected pass that's taken away by McWilliams, who has checked in. Sam McWilliams wants to go coast to coast. 3-on-2, easily done. Layup good by Carter Lutz. His first basket, he's got two. 10-4, Nemaha Central. 2:50 to go here in the first. Here's Euler up the floor, left side. Gets short corner left. Now tossing a pass right side. It was Watkins turning down a three. They'll reset. Watkins, I think, wants a screen from Galley. Instead, Galley pops out right side, gets it on the wing, guarded there by Lutz. There's a deflected pass and another turnover. McWilliams gets it off to Marcus Beck to Lutz, and his left-handed layup is good, and a whistle and a timeout. We're seeing Nemaha Central at the 30. We'll keep it right here. 12-4, Thunder by 8, 2:21 left in the first quarter. We're seeing the Thunder creating havoc defensively, forcing turnovers and getting out in transition. And with their length, speed, and athleticism, they're certainly one of the better teams in terms of doing that.
You know, they got out to a quick 7-2 run. Jeff West kind of weathered the storm a little bit, and then a couple of bad, lazy passes and run out for Nemaha Central. It's 12-4, and you're calling timeout, and you're on the ropes again.
Yeah, 6 early turnovers already for Jeff West. Just 1 for the Thunder. It's a Thunder team that obviously has one of the more experienced coaches around in John Thomas, who's in year 26. And for Jeff West, they're under first-year head coach Joe Smith. He's trying to get some blood and some life back into this program. Searching for that first win this season. So out of the timeout, Jeff West with it, trailing 12-4, dealing with some pressure. Watkins getting past a couple defenders. They go inside. Munson, his shot is up, and his shot is good. Here's some of the fans calling out Coop. Cooper Munson, his first bucket, 12-6, Nemaha Central. 2 minutes remaining here in the first. Interesting to see if it's zone defense the entire night for Jeff West. They are certainly a little undersized collectively. Here's Marcus Beck, a corner three, and that's pure. Marcus Beck now with 5, and it's 15-6. Nemaha Central, there's a deflected pass and another steal. Then there's a dunk from the left baseline that trickles up over the rim for Curtis Beck from his brother Marcus. 17-6. How quickly they can get in transition and put up some points.
Well, you just saw it on that when they got that bucket from Monson. They broke the press, but then just another lazy pass there, and it led to another dunk for Curtis Beck.
Well, Jeff West certainly has a tall task in front of him tonight. There's another turnover. And that's now 8 here in the quarter for the Tigers. 17-6 Thunder. Now 1:12 left here in the quarter. Curtis up to his brother Marcus. Top of the key, lazy pass. That's intercepted. Here's Watkins. The left-handed layup is good. Devin Watkins, a bucket in transition for Jay West. 17-8 Thunder. 55 seconds to go here in the quarter. Big bucket, though, kind of slow and kind of, again, weather that little run. Get it back to within single digits.
Change into man defense there. Jumped in the passing. Now they force another uncaused turnover.
Yeah, Luke's looking for, I believe that was Curtis back on a backdoor cut and just had too much on the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So we're down to 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Far side of the floor, it's Colby Ferrant, a senior who's in the game, and pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Jeff West. 38 seconds remaining here in the quarter. They're down 17-8 to the number 6 ranked team in Class 3A. Watkins to throw it in. Gets it into the right corner with Galley, who fires. Short on a three. A rebound for Cole Hermish. Marcus to his brother Curtis. Short corner left. Now 26 seconds to go. They get it back to Marcus in the left corner. Here's Hermish at the free throw line. McWilliams right side on the wing. 20 seconds to go. Looks like I'm going to slow it down and play for the final shot. Carter Lutz, good size, 6'3". Good handles, plays the guard position well. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. He bounces it with the left hand to Hermish up top. Down to five. They want to set up Marcus for a deep three with 1 second to go. No good. And a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get a foul right before the end of the quarter.
I think that's going to go on Curtis back over the back there for the first team foul.
So they do get Curtis. There's only .3, so really not much you can do, although it's tucked up from full court. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Nemaha Central, number 6 ranked team in Class 3A, a 17-8 lead after 8 minutes here at Jeff West. We're back in a moment for the second quarter and a moment here again on Kansas Land Radio.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansas Land Radio.
17-8, Nemaha Central. A couple subs in the game. Holden Bass has checked in for the Thunder. Along out there with
Abe Hilbert.
Abe Hilbert, so they got some size out there right now. When you look at Abe Hilbert, Holden Bass, who got very good size, and then the athleticism of the Beck boys, who are listed at 6'4". I'm, again, not sure if that's the height or not, but listed at 6'4". And then Sam McWilliams, who's a 5'10 senior, very good football player. And Holden Bass was a finalist by Sports in Kansas for the 2A Defensive Player of the Year. And he's only a sophomore. They got a lot of beef on the floor right now, does Nemaha Central. McWilliams, nice little touch pass to Curtis Beck. Left his layup short. Rebound being chased here in the corner and out of bounds, and it goes back to Jeff West.
They don't fall off with their subs size-wise, do they, man? They just got monsters coming off the bench all over the place.
They got good size, and they get full-court press defense here set up with Bass up top with McWilliams. As it's Watkins working on Bass, gets a far court pass to Galley, who gets it across the timeline. Now into the corner with Mosier. Mosier back to Galley for three, and it spins on in there. Gage Galley now with five. And Jeff West quietly crawling back in it, just down 17-11. Here's Marcus Beck, right side, wants to go baseline, gets it all the way in. Beautiful pass to Abe Hilbert, who lays it in. Beautiful feed. Abe Hilbert, a quick two, and the official is calling a timeout to let Hunter Mosier tie his shoe. 19-11. Nemaha Central by 8. Just getting going here, quarter number 2.
Good drive there by Marcus Beck to go baseline, dish it off to Abe Hilbert, the beneficiary of a wide-open layup, and they press it back out to 8.
And they're going to continue this pressure in the full court as well. As Watkins gets it across the timeline to Ferentz. Ferentz into the corner back to Watkins, who pulls up from 15. That's pure. And Watkins now with 6, and it's 19-13. Nemaha Central by 6. 6:45 left here in the first half. Deflected out of bounds. Stays with the Thunder. Had some games start early tonight. So we got some finals rolling in. Get you those at some point. Here's a kind of an awkward layup attempt that's no good by Beck and a rebound for Galley.
Good defense under the basket by Monson, forcing Beck off his path. Now you got a chance to cut it to 3.
They go to Munson inside. Baby Hook just left it short, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Watkins, and it's a 19-15 game.
I think they're going to get a delay of game warning on Watkins. Kind of hit the ball after he pushed in, and just slow down the pace. I think they're just going to give him a warning.
Cooper Hike in the game for Nemaha Central. Also, Carter Luch checks back in as well, replacing McWilliams. So 6-10 and counting, first half, 19-15, Jeff West. A little bit of momentum here in the second quarter after they were down 17-8. Down by as many as 11 in the first quarter. Got it back to 4. Here's Cooper Hike, a straight-on 3, strong, rebound Watkins. Here comes Jeff West again pushing the tempo with Watkins in the right corner. Spins out of it. Now on the wing with Galley. Holds it high. Now wants to angle towards the corner. Left his feet. Drops a pass off to Watkins, who curls. Left side to Mosier. Steps into a long 2. Hits all backboard. No good. Battle for the rebound. Finally picked up by Abe Hilbert. Here comes Nemaha Central. Here's Marcus Beck. Baseline drive. Gets by Munson. Layup good. Dances along the sideline, or I should say baseline, to get all the way to the rim and lay it in. He's got 7. The lead is 21-15. 5:10 to go here, first half. Mosier has it high right, man-to-man defense. They look for Watkins on a curl. He's caught between 2 defenders, and he gets out of it. Now Munson, that's a lot of beef inside with Munson and Holden Bass going body-to-body. But Munson gets it out of some trouble. There's a pass too long, out of bounds, too much mustard. And another Jeff West turnover. They have certainly slowed down and kind of calmed things down and getting themselves back in this game after it was a sluggish start. 4:48. Now quick timeout. Munson's out. Ty Euler's back into the game for Jeff West. Also, Caleb Morris, the sophomore, is into the game as well.
Monson out. Looks like they're going to go back to a zone look here to make up for the size difference.
Carter Lutz with the ball. Now it finds its way to Holden Bass. Left side. Now Bass gets it back. Cooper Hike to Marcus back in the left corner. Left a 3 short. A rebound, though, for Cooper Hike to keep it alive. Now gets it back out to Carter Lutz, high left. Lutz here right side to Hike. 4:20 left to go until halftime. They go over the top. Hike inside. Beautiful pass. Too easy. Marcus Beck for 2. He's got 9. It's 23-15.
Backside block defenders kind of stepped up a little too much, and Beck just used athleticism to out-jump everybody.
Here's Ferentz, a deep 3. That's good. Colby Ferentz. His first basket gets it back to within 23-18 with 4 minutes to go. And now Lute's going to get called for an offensive foul with an illegal screen.
Timeout from Nemaha Central here, I think. Trying to slow the momentum that Jeff West has going here.
Yeah, I think John Thomas has seen enough. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Many flavors of popcorn to choose from. It's the perfect timeout snack. Our score, 23-18, Nemaha Central. We're back in a moment.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden.
From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
23-18, Nemaha Central by 5. It's over the halfway point of quarter number 2 here at Jeff West High School. Tigers looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-8. And they're battling here with the number 6 ranked team in Class 3A. Thunder at 7-1 and a game back of Royal Valley, who's number 2 in 3A and undefeated on the season. They won big tonight over Hiawatha. So keep their undefeated run as Jeff West nearly turning it over out of the timeout. They collect. It's Mosier, high right. Man-to-man defense. Now Euler has it. Guarded by Hilbert. Hands it off to Ferentz. There's quite the length difference between there, Ferentz and Curtis Beck. So certainly the size is advantage Nemaha Central, but Jeff West is certainly battling and playing hard tonight, only down 5, as coming up on 3:20 to go in the first half. Here's Galley, Ferentz again, top of the key. Right side it goes to Mosier. Mosier thought about Euler in the corner, gets a nice pass and cut, and the layup is good by Caleb Morse, who just checks in. Patient on offense, and it works out for a two-point bucket. 23-20, Jeff West down a triple. Here's Hike. They get it inside to Lutz. Lutz harassed in there, and finally a whistle and a foul. Fouls have been minimal here in this first half. Euler picks it up his first. There's 5 total fouls between the two teams, 3 on Jay West and 2 against Nemaha Central.
A lot cleaner than the girls' game that we saw before this.
I would definitely agree. Absolutely. There's a near steal on the inbounds. It's Cooper Hite going inside to Hermish. Hermish is surrounded and pass deflected and intercepted. A 3 would tie the game as Jeff West gets it back down 23-20. Ferent for the tie. Got it. Colby Ferent has 6 and 2 triples, and it's 23-23 with 2:35 to go until halftime, and Nemaha Central turns it over. I think you can hear a little momentum shift here in the gymnasium tonight.
A lot of uncertainty, hanging the heads a little bit from Nemaha Central. They need some energizing play here. Jeff West is going to keep their momentum.
Here's Ferent. They break the pressure nicely. Lutz up top guarding Mosier. 2:20 to go until halftime, 23-23. Here's a drive and a block shot inside. Out of bounds it goes, and it's back to Nemaha Central. That was a good drive inside. I think it was Lutz who got a hand on that one to block it out of bounds. And it goes back to the Thunder with 2:10 to go here in the second. Tied up at 23. Thunder jumped out to an 11-point first quarter lead, but Jeff West right back in it. Certainly playing good quality defense. Here's Hermish, left corner. Over the top pass. It's Marcus Beck on the wing. Steps in looking for his brother Curtis inside, and it was blocked, but gets it into the corner for 3. Hike shot is no good, but Hike gets it back and puts it up and in, and 1. Cooper Hike with the second effort and a chance at a 3-point play.
That was a big offensive round. Jeff West had a couple chances at it. He couldn't corral it, and falls into the hands of Hijack, and you know, he puts in an and one. That might be the momentum shifting play that Nemaha Central needed.
So Munson and Watkins are back into the game. Watkins leading Jeff West with 8 points here in the first half. Free throw by Hike trickles in there, and he's got 3 to complete the 3-point play, and then Jeff West nearly turning it over on the inbounds. They're down 3, but they get it back in transition. Ferent, right corner. Up top to Galley. Now Watkins, who just checked back in, will have it. Down to a minute 25 left to go here in the first half. 26-23, Nemaha Central. Curtis Beck went for the steal. Not that time, but Mosier has it. Top of the key to Ferent. Ferent, right side it goes to Watkins. Looking inside for a pass. Not there. Now Munson tries to swing through. He's guarded by Hermisch. Down to 65 seconds to go. You can see how tough it is for Jeff West working on this man-to-man defense for Nemaha Central. They play so good on the ball. Lutz right there doing a great job. Hike nearly comes away with a steal. Here's a long two. Not there. Rebound for Nemaha Central. And now Munson's going to pick up the foul. That's his second.
Speck just grabbed the rebound there, and Munson is kind of running by, bumped him a little bit, knocked him off balance, and it's not, it's a foul. I mean,
I would agree. Fans don't like it, but Munson, he's got a lot of meat on him, and definitely got some good contact in there. And Munson not able to stay in front of Marcus Beck, who gets to the rim and lays it in. Well, it's 28-23, and Jeff West now with another turnover. Now with 29 seconds to go here in the first half, Nemaha Central gets it back up 5. I think it's a crucial defensive possession here for Jeff West. You would tied it. Nemaha Central trying to see if they can use maybe the rest of the clock here and take it to halftime. Jeff West, regardless of what happens, will certainly be in it coming out of the halftime break. And they have played well here in the first half, hanging with the top six team in 3A and Nemaha Central. Down to 12 seconds. Here's Hike, top of the key to Hermisch. He's between the rings out high. They want Lutz in the left corner. Steps back. 4 seconds. Cooper Hike has a decent look from three. Short, just a second to go, and that's going to end the half. So Jeff West, it's pink out tonight. Good crowd on hand, hanging with number six, Nemaha Central, as the Thunder lead at 28-23 at halftime. Halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. And if you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Nemaha Central by 5 at the break. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Peru State College, Nebraska. First College is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here. 28-23 is our score. Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West by 5 through the first 16 minutes. Seth Tollison in studio. Trenton Craxner to my right. So I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. Nemaha Central looking for the sweep tonight as the girls won in a thriller in the opener, 37-35. And the Nemaha Central boys now in a dogfight with this Tigers team, 28-23 at the half. And Thunder jumped out to an 11-point first-quarter lead. They led it 17-8 after one, but Jeff West did not go away. Outscored Nemaha Central 15-11 in the second to creep back to within five at 28-23. They actually tied it at 23, but Nemaha Central scored the final five to end the half. Let's get you the first-half numbers in this one. Marcus Beck, the leading scorer for the Thunder with 11, 5 from his brother Curtis. They got 4 points from Carter Lutz, 3 apiece from Cole Hermisch and Cooper Hike, and then they got 2 from Abe Hilbert. Devin Watkins, the leading scorer for the Tigers with 8. They got 6 from Colby Ferrant on a couple of threes. They got 5 from Gage Galley, and then 2 apiece from Caleb Morse and Cooper Munson. 10 turnovers in the first half for Jeff West, 6 for Nemaha Central, 8-5 the rebounding advantage for Nemaha Central, and Thunder were the only team to shoot free throws in the first half. They hit 3 out of 4, but a lot of turnovers early, possession slowed down, and they were fairly limited, and right now it's the Thunder leading 28-23 at the half. We'll step aside. Our halftime coverage continues in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
28-23. It's Nemaha Central out in front of Jeff West by 5. As the second half is coming up in just a few minutes. Halftime coverage being presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Get you some scores here from around the area as some games got off to earlier starts tonight. We do got some finals from the girls contest in the Big 7 tonight. It was Hiawatha moving into possession of first place after they knocked off Royal Valley 43-37. Part of that reasoning was the Nemaha Central game that was our first broadcast tonight here at Jeff West, winning in a thriller 37-35, which dropped Jeff West back to 2 now in the loss column. Sabetha winning at Perry Lecompton 47-20. Couple Northeast Kansas League girls scores. ACCHS, a big win at Pleasant Ridge, 51-28. Also, Jeff County North winning at Oskaloosa, 39-27. We had one other score in the boys' games from the Big 7. It was Royal Valley, of course, number 2 ranked team in 3A, still undefeated. Big win tonight against Hiawatha, 76-53. Of course, we'll get you completely caught up with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after our broadcast concludes tonight. Seth Tollison, Big Kurt back in studio as well, helping out as always, doing a great job, getting you caught up on all the scores from around the area. It's a little bit lighter nights because we got some midseason tournaments next week. The Twin Valley League tournament starts tomorrow with some first-round games, and we'll have plenty of coverage on 92.1 KMZA next week. We'll have four games on the radio for you starting around 3 o'clock on Monday from Frankfurt at the TVL tournament, and we'll have coverage of that throughout the course of next week. One final 90-second timeout. We'll come back. Second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back. 16 minutes down, 16 to go. Here from Jeff West High School, Brandon Tadman to my right, Trenton Fractioner, Seth Tollison in studio as well. Community National Bank High School scoreboard show will follow, but Nemaha Central in a dogfight right now. They are in front, but only by 5, 28-23. This is the Jeff West team looking for win number one this year. Nemaha Central at 7-1 and trying to stay a game back in the loss column to Royal Valley, who won earlier tonight, knocking off Hiawatha in the Big 7 league standings. Here is Sam McWilliams getting the start here in the second half. They set it up inside, and we get an illegal screen. They were trying to set up a play, and they get Cooper Munson, I believe, with the foul, which would be his third. And 10 seconds in, first foul of the second half.
Trying to get a lob over the top to Devin Watkins, and Coach Smith for Jeff West didn't like it, but the ref must have saw something he didn't like.
So Nemaha Central with the 28-25 lead early on third quarter. First possession for him. Marcus Beck gets it inside. Carter Lutz, a straight on three, rattles it home. Carter Lutz, a good outside shooter. He's got seven, and the lead is eight at 31-23. Continuing this pressure here in the full court as Hunter Mosier has it, working on with McWilliams, and McWilliams is going to get called for the bump foul. That is his first. I think this is a crucial few minutes for Jeff West to start the second half. They may have outperformed what people thought and certainly keep themselves in it, but they got to make some shots to continue to keep themselves in it. And right on cue, Gage Galley with a two-point bucket from the right elbow. He's got seven, 31-25.
Jeff Weston keeping about 5-6 points entering that fourth quarter. Anything can happen if they just knock down some shots. They've got
See if they can keep it alive. They have played hard tonight and have rattled Nemaha Central on a few occasions. Here's Hermish in the right corner. Over the top, pass to Marcus Beck, puts it on the dribble, lost the handle, and a near steal, and Jeff West comes up with it. Then it's taken away once again by Sam McWilliams. So goes from one team to the next, and Carter Lutz, high right, resets. 6.5 minutes left, third quarter, 31-25 our score. Nemaha Central with it, up six. Firing a pass inside to Hermish. Good extra feed, and another two-handed flush. Coming in, diving from the left corner was Curtis Beck. He's got seven. We've seen numerous dunks tonight by the Beck Bros. 33-25 Thunder. Here's Watkins, head of steam drive, gets all the way to the baseline, now backs it up. Now Euler has it up top. Euler working on Lutz, hands off to Watkins. Beck nearly comes away with a steal, but Watkins settles down and gets back up top. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. Watkins picks up the dribble prematurely, gets it off though to Hunter Mosier. High left, guarded by McWilliams heavily. There's a whistle and a foul. They get McWilliams on the trip. So a couple of early fouls here in the second half for Sam McWilliams, the 5'10 senior.
He's playing right up tight, trying to draw an offensive foul. You know, he just got a little too physical there and tripped up the offensive player.
Left corner it goes to Mosier out of the inbounds. Back to Watkins. Coming on 5.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. 33-25, Thunder by 8. Here's Munson. Catching it top of the key. Goes left side to Watkins. Guarded by Marcus Beck. Now Euler top of the key. Back to Munson right side. Munson guarded by Hermish. They want Mosier on a curl inside. He gets to the elbow and then swings a pass left side on the wing to Watkins, who takes it all the way. His shot is blocked, but an offensive rebound. And stick back try is no good, but a foul is drawn by Hunter Mosier, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Got Curtis Beck there on the foul, his second.
Curtis, his second. Stops the clock at 5:06 here in the third. 33-25, Nemaha Central. Mosier at the line to shoot two. First off, no good. Mosier, a sophomore, looking for his first points tonight. Second one by Mosier is up. That one's good. But Mosier in the book. His first tally, 33-26. 3 minutes into this third, out of bounds. And last touch by the Tigers, so Nemaha Central keep it. Underneath their own bucket, exactly 5 minutes to go here in the third. Carter Lutz to throw it in, right side of his own backboard, looking for Marcus back on a cut. Curtis then dives, not there, and then over the top it goes to Hermish. Hands it off to McWilliams, right back to Marcus in the corner for three, spins out, no good. Rebound Munson. Strong hands by Cooper Munson to rip away that rebound. 33-26, Nemaha Central. Jeff West with it again, can trim away at it with another bucket. Here's Watkins top of the key. Left side it goes to Galley. Galley back up to Euler up top to Watkins, right side on the wing. Holds it at the right hip, looking left, now puts it on the dribble, drives. Angles towards the block, kicks it back out, a right side three, short, rebound Nemaha Central. Here's Curtis back, a floater in the lane, no good, but Hermish the rebound, and he drew the foul on the second chance opportunity, and Cole Hermish to the line to shoot two after the foul.
Big foul, that's four on Cooper Munson. Now that's pretty much all your size for Jeff West. You have to go small.
So Colby Farron's going to have to come in and trade a guard for a post here. So probably we'll see him go back to that zone defense as Hermish is perfect on the first free throw. He's got four. Hermish, again, just came into tonight's game, a 27% free throw shooter, but he's 2-for-2 so far tonight. 34-26 Thunder, 4:13 left third quarter. Second free throw is good as well. He's got five. 35-26, Nemaha Central coming up on the halfway mark here in quarter number three. There's a whistle and a foul as Marcus Beck was coming from behind to try to double and knock the ball out of Mosier's hands. Instead, it's going to be a foul on Hermish, who picks up his first. And team foul number four. Watkins to throw it in, needs to, looking for a pass inside. Beautifully done, and the layup's good by Gage Galley, who now has nine. Good positioning on the block and good body control to get an easy deuce.
Oh, look out.
Ooh, and Lutz left his feet inside and got Galley in the air, and kind of that awkward scenario where the player jumping lands on top of the guy who took the ball fake, and both guys are okay, so back to it after the foul. Carter Lutz, a Fadeaway two from the left corner is no good, but Wade Leonard is there and corrals the rebound. 3:45 clock, moving third quarter, 35-28 our score. Nemaha Central in front. Hermish inside, draws another foul. Hermish right back to the line to shoot two.
Galley had good positioning there. He just came down swatting and picks up a second foul. Now you got Hermish shooting some more free throws.
So Hermish, 5 points tonight, three rebounds, 3 for 3 at the line. Trying to extend this lead out a little bit. Sandy Short on the first, no good. At 3:39 left here in this third quarter. Hermish the second. That one's good. So he's 4 for 5 at the line. He's got 6 points. 36-28, Nemaha Central. 3:35 left to go, third quarter. There is a errant pass, and there's a steal. Layup good in transition by Curtis Beck. He's got 9. 38-28. The lead is 10. Can Jeff West win the final 3:20? There's a blocked shot out of bounds thrown out by Curtis Beck, and the Tigers keep it underneath with 3:18 to go in the quarter.
Very important 3:18 here for Jeff West. Ballooned up to 10. They need to try and get it back down about 4 or 5 here for a shot in the fourth quarter.
Watkins to throw it in. Gets Galley on a cut, who draws the foul and will shoot two.
Got to knock down these free throws here.
Gage Galley, 9 points. Couple of rebounds. First trip to the free throw line for him tonight. Only a sophomore. As Holden Bass will check in after this first free throw. And Galley's first is off, no good. So a couple subs. Marcus Beck is out. So is Carter Lutz. As Holden Bass and Cooper Hike check in for Nemaha Central. They're up by 10, 38-28, 3:16 left here in the third. Galley has one more free throw here for the Tigers. And that one is too strong, no good. He goes 0 for 2, and a rebound for Marcus Beck. Gets it up to Hike. Swings it left side to Leonard in the corner. Gets by a defender. Shot blocked by Euler at the rim. How about that? Watkins gets the rebound. 3 minutes to go here in the third. 10-point lead for Nemaha Central. Here's a three from the right wing that's short, and the rebound pulled up by Marcus Beck. So that's an early shot in the possession. They go inside. Too easy, the big body. Oh, no, and we got...
I think he came down on the ankle of Farron. He might just turned an ankle.
And that's
on.
Holden Bass.
I think just a little bit of incidental contact.
So Bass gets the bucket, and he is riding in pain right now. Holding down that right ankle, that is not anything you want to see. Again, Holden Bass, just a sophomore, a very good football player, was a finalist for 2A Defensive Player of the Year this past season by Sports in Kansas. And it's the right ankle, and you can tell he is in a lot of pain. Yeah, it came down. It looked to be Colby Ferrant was around, and it's one of those instances as he's finally getting helped up. And
putting no weight on it.
Yeah, hardly any weight on it. And hoping the best for Holden Bass.
Went down immediately after he made that layup, too. I think he just stepped on the ankle of Farron or just turned his ankle in an awkward landing. I don't know. But he went down immediately after making the layup.
Yeah, when you see someone go down that quick and go right towards a certain area, in this case the right ankle, it's just not good. Talking now to his head coach, John Thomas. So from what I've seen, I doubt we see Holden Bass back in the game tonight. Just hoping he's okay, nothing long-term. A right ankle injury for the big sophomore, and we're back to it. 2:46 left, third quarter, 40-28, Nemaha Central by 12. Jeff West with it. Out of the stoppage of play, Euler gets it up the floor to Ferrant. Back to Euler, top of the key. Angles right, dribbles that way towards the corner. He's guarded by Marcus Beck. They want Ferrant at the top of the key. He's guarded by Leonard. Back to Euler in the right corner. Gets a ball screen, curls at the elbow. Nice little 1-2 game there. Right wing three is no good, and then a rebound attempt tipped out of bounds, and it stays with Jeff West. That was a nice little setup design there by Euler and Galley. Little screen and pop, and Galley got a good look for three, just unable to knock it down. So Watkins to throw this one in. Hesitating a little bit, finally gets it into Galley, high right on the wing. 2:15 left here in the third. 40-28, Nemaha Central. Here is Galley with it, right side. Nearly had it knocked away by Hilbert. Now gets a backdoor cut from Euler, and a foul is going to be called on Cooper Hike, which would be his first.
Team foul six, so now Jeff West, anytime they get a foul, they get fouled, they're going to be shooting some free throws.
Jeff West in the bonus the rest of the way. Still late third quarter. There's a nice little inbounds pass, and Galley lays it in for two. He's got 11, and the lead is back to 10. 40-30, Nemaha Central. There's Marcus Beck on a cut, gets inside, spins on Euler, kicks it out to Hike in the corner. Good defense there by Ferentz. Hike inside to Hermish. A lot of contact here. Hilbert now has it. Now Hike at the free throw line fires. Too strong. Rebound Jeff West.
That was like a little reminiscent of the girls' game with all that physicality and the refs just letting it go.
Now Watkins with it. He's been quiet. He had 8 in the first half. He hasn't scored here in the second half. Watkins gets it off to Mosier for 3. Short. Gets his own rebound and then is fouled on the way back up.
He knew it. He knew it was short, and he immediately crashed, and now he's going to the line for 2 crucial free throws.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to knock these down. He's 1-for-2 at the line tonight. Hunter Mosier just 1 point. Get it back to single digits. It's 40-30, Nemaha Central. 1:16 to go here in the third, and the first free throw is in and out, no good. McWilliams and Lutz back in the game for Nemaha Central. Hilberts and Hermish check out. So it's Hike, also Lutz, Marcus Beck, Cooper Hike, and Sam McWilliams on the floor for Nemaha Central. The second free throw is good by Mosier, and it's a 9-point Thunder lead at 40-31 with now 70 seconds to go. Good pass by Hike from the right block to the left block, and it's Marcus Beck with an easy 2. He's got 13, lead is 11, 42-31 with a minute to go. Watkins with it, top of the key. See how they want to play the final 52 seconds of this one. Now Mosier has it high left. Correction, that's Galley. Now Euler top of the key. Watkins right side on the wing. 42 seconds remaining here in the third. Ferentz hesitates, now fires a 3, and it's good. Colby Ferentz spins in his third triple. He's got 9, and it's 42-34. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. McWilliams, Hike, spins it left side to Lutz. Nice little hesitation to get to the rim, but he missed the layup and the rebound for Euler. And now 19 seconds to go. Jeff West pushing the tempo. Ferrant back to Watkins. Thought about stepping into a 3. Instead, holds true now with 11 seconds to go. Well, Jeff West, a big bucket here, would send the crowd into an uproar. 4 seconds to work. Watkins a 3, partially blocked, no good. This is going to count if it goes. It's way off, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Well, Jay West certainly hanging around. We got a ball game heading to the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central 42, Jeff West 34. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death and dismemberment insurance, roadside assistance, and more for only $5 a month sound to you? Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Ask us about adding Advantage Benefits Program to your GN Bank account today. It provides you with an advocate to guide you through the needed steps to restore your identity if your credit cards or identity gets compromised. Ask today about adding Advantage Benefits to your account for only $5 a month. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
8 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 42-34. Nemaha Central leading Jeff West by eight. Brandon Tadman joined by Trenton Craxner. Seth Tollison back in studio at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show following our broadcast this evening. Not as many games tonight as we would a normal Friday night, but there are plenty of games still going on, and there's a foul by Ferentz, who's going to pick up his first. So Trenton Keyes here in the fourth quarter for Jeff West. I mean, they've hung around and have made this thing interesting. Obviously, they need to get some things done to dig out of an eight-point hole.
Yeah, Jeff West has kept it close all night. You know, they just need to make a little push here, get it down to a possession or two. Nemo Central has done a good job keeping them at bay, keeping about six or seven all night.
So Height gets it in the corner, skips it, loots, left wing three, short. Rebound, Munson rips it away with the strong hands. Munson, though, has four fouls, so he's got to be careful. We're 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Jeff West, their first possession. Down 42-34. Here's Ferentz, top of the key, right side on the wing to Munson, right back to Ferentz quickly. Holds it low, swings it left. It's Galley. Galley one dribble, right side to Ferentz, into the corner now with Watkins. Ferentz goes down kind of awkwardly and is back up, but has a little bit of hobble to his run there into the far corner.
Might have caught a wet spot.
Here's Euler with it. Between the rings out high, near steel. Hike knocks it out of bounds and runs up.
Coming up towards us.
About seven flights of bleachers here. 6:56 remaining in this game. 42-34. Nemaha Central outscored Jeff West 14-11 in the third. Took a 28-23 lead into the 42-34 advantage that they currently hold. So Ferentz, after maybe getting a little hobbled there, checks out. Here's Watkins. Just across the midcourt stripe, guarded heavily here by Hike. Missing a screen there by Euler. Works it all the way into the left corner. Hike playing great pressure defense and nearly forces a turnover. Not sure how Galley got that one back. But now finds Euler in the right corner. Lutz about knocks it away from Euler. Now he curls around towards the top of the key. Picks up the dribble maybe prematurely, but gets it back to Galley. Going inside to Munson. Turn, shot up, no good. Rebound Nemaha Central and Curtis Beck. Back up the floor, right corner to Lutz, swings it back, but out of bounds. Was looking for Curtis on the right wing and just misfires. And it's going back to Jeff West with 6:19 to go, still stuck on 42-34.
Big possession here offensively for Jeff West. They need to get a bucket. They ran a lot of offense and a lot of clock on that last possession. They got into Monson, just couldn't get a finish.
See what the Tigers have in store here, down eight. Still plenty of time, six and change. Here's Euler, a little in-and-out dribble, gets it the right corner. That's Caleb Morse, who's back in the game. They go inside to Munson, but they call him for a travel.
Shuffled his feet a little bit once he caught it. Easy call for the refs.
I will credit Jeff West. I mean, they were very turnover-happy in the first quarter, but they have certainly gotten better in that department. And we got a timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:02 left in the game. Still stuck. 42-34 Nemaha Central. Back in a moment on Kansaland Radio.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you. So you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Early portions of the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central trying to get a road win and stay within a game of Royal Valley in the Big 7 League standings. Royal Valley already victorious tonight over Hiawatha. They won by 23, 76-53, arguably the best team in the Big 7 right now, and they're currently the number 2 ranked team in Class 3A. Nemaha Central came in this week at number 6. They've been kind of stuck on 6. Maybe shouldn't say it like that, but they have, obviously there's a lot of good teams in Class 3A, but Royal Valley has snuck up from 3-2 in the past week as they stay perfect with another win tonight. So big one again, trying to stay within a game of Royal Valley in the standings. Nemaha Central out of the timeout. Here's Carter Lutz. Oh, boy, that's a deep range three, and Lutz now with a quiet 10. And it's 45-34. The lead is 11. First points here in the fourth quarter.
A big-time shot for Nemaha Central gives them some breathing room now with an 11-point lead.
Yeah, see how the Tigers kind of handle these next couple of minutes. Munson sets a screen up top for Galley. Galley picks it up, looking for someone. Watkins gets in on a cut and lays it in. Nice backdoor dash by Watkins. His first points of the second half. He's into double digits with 10. It's back to 9, 45-36. 5:13 left in the game. McWilliams, left side, it goes to Curtis Beck. Dribbles back towards the corner, back up top to Williams, or McWilliams, I should say. Layup is no good, but Hermish battling for the rebound underneath and now picked up by Cooper Munson. So Jeff West with it down 9, 45-36 with 4:50 to go. Here's Euler, pressed up high by Carter Lutz. Euler hands it off to Watkins, right side on the wing. Gets it right back from Galley. Has the dribble, hasn't used it quite yet. Wants a screen from Munson, doesn't use it. Go the opposite way and gets it off to Morse, who has it knocked away, and it's a steal. Look out, and dangerous play and foul by Morse. And yeah, understandably so. Curtis Beck was certainly not happy with that, and that's a dangerous play by the sophomore Caleb Morse, kind of undercutting Curtis Beck, and Beck popped right back up. He's fine. And
if you're going to do that from behind, you got to go higher. You don't want to go low. That could seriously injure someone. That was a very dangerous play by Morse there, but prevents the bucket and forced him to the line.
Curtis at the line, 4:21 left in the game. He misses the free throw attempts. Now 1-3 at the line. He's got 9 points. He's been rather quiet tonight, leading scorer in the Big 7. Averaging 20 per game, he's got 9 right now. The leading scorer is his brother Marcus with 13. And he does knock in the second, get into double digits with 10 himself. Carter Lutz also has 10. 46-36, the lead is 10. Just past south of 4:20 to go. Here's Watkins, right side to Galley for 3. Not there. Rebound for Hermish. And then he is bumped down by Munson.
Good for him.
That's going to be it for Munson, as that's number 5. So the big body, Cooper Munson, is fouled out. Finished with 2 points and 3 rebounds tonight. And Hunter Mosier will check in for him. Bonus free throws the rest of the way for both teams in the bonus. The free throw shooter is Marcus Beck, who will shoot a 1-1. 46-36, Nemaha Central by 10, 4:08 left in the game. Marcus Beck at the line for a 1-1. And he left the first one short, no good, out of bounds, and it goes to Jeff West. So big miss free throw.
Jeff West still in striking distance. I mean, they're only down 10. I mean, they're doing it on the defensive, and they haven't been able to put the ball in the hole this quarter.
Yeah, this is a Thunder team averaging nearly 60 points per game, and under 4 minutes to go, they're sitting on 46. So Jeff West, they have certainly been doing a good job here defensively tonight, but they have struggled at times offensively with the length and athleticism that is provided, as Euler is off on a baseline J, and Beck with the rebound and throwing it up the floor and then turning it right back over to Jeff West.
Marcus Beck tried a little touch pass there, and Hermes just wasn't ready to catch and just went out of bounds.
and one of the officials talking to first-year head coach Joe Smith, saying he wants to hear from him and not his players. So one of the Jeff West players saying something to the officials. And now a team warning against Nemaha Central as someone on the end of the Thunder bench has said something after that play. So kind of an awkward 30 seconds or so here.
Same ref didn't want to hear it from either bench.
Now a foul before the pass is even thrown in by Hermish, who picked up his second. Now we're going to walk the other end and shoot free throws.
Two big free throws here for Jeff West.
So 1-1, so need the first to get the second, and it's going to be Mosier, the sophomore, who is 2-for-4 at the line tonight. His lone 2 points. Get his team back to within single digits, and he does get the first. So he'll get the bonus. It's 46-37. Nemaha Central's lead is 9 with 3:36 remaining. Mosier's second, short, but an offensive rebound for Watkins. His shot is blocked. He gets it back and puts it in.
Big effort play there by Devin Watkins.
Gets it to within 7, 46-39, 3:22 clock moving.
Little run and jump, but Nemaha Central handling it well.
Curtis back to Hermish, back to McWilliams. Marcus Beck left side on the wing. Thought about a three, turns it down, gets it off to his brother Curtis. 3:05 and counting, fourth quarter. 46-39, Nemaha Central clinging to a 7-point lead here at Jeff West. Into the corner, Carter Lutz for three, rattles in. That is a clutch triple by Carter Lutz. He's got 13, and the lead is back to 10. 49-39, 2:43 to go. That is a game-changing momentum type three by Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior. McWilliams knocks it away into the backcourt out of bounds, and it stays with Jeff West.
That was the kind of three that kind of sucks the energy out of the building a little bit on a playing on the road.
So Watkins to throw it in. Jeff West certainly needs a bucket here. Tipped and a steal. Nemaha Central comes away with it. They get it up the floor. Lutz, layup, good. 15 for Carter Lutz, and the lead all of a sudden is 12 at 51-39, now under 2:20 to go. So that's a big 5 straight points by the Thunder, right when Jeff West got it back to within 7. Now you certainly need some points here if you're the Tigers. Euler up top, right side, Watkins. Not much urgency and not much movement with the basketball, or at least looking like they're trying to separate and get Watkins isolated, but now a 30-second timeout's called with 1:56 to go. Jeff West down 51 at 2:39. So that was a big swing there. They had just gotten back to within 46-39, but 5 straight points by Carter Lutz to make it 51-39. And as you said, certainly a little more breathing room for Nemaha Central down the stretch.
Yeah, Jeff West is going to have to score quick and often here in the last 2 minutes and hope that eventually when they're going to have to foul, the Nemaha Central misses some free throws.
Stay locked in. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show will follow. Again, not many games tonight, but still a few to recap for you. Get you all those scores and a recap of this game as well. The girls' game was fantastic. Nemaha Central won 37-35 in a nail-biter. And Jeff West has hung tough with one of the better teams in the state. They find themselves down 12 with under 2 minutes to go. 51-39 is the score. So out of the timeout, Watkins to Euler. He's quickly doubled, has to run around some trouble, and the ball hits the ref and kept it in bounds. Fortunate for the Tigers. And it goes underneath, and a reverse layup by Mosier is good. That would have been a turnover, but the ref was just right place, right time. 51-41. The lead is 10, now under 90 seconds to go. Here's Lutz. Certainly, you don't need to be in any hurry. Tigers aren't going to pressure too much defensively, and that's out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunder. Ooh,
I don't know about that one. But
it looked like it. Last touch, Curtis Beck, and they're going to say it was last touch by Jeff West. So Thunder fortunate there to keep it with a minute 19 to go. Getting the rup 10, 51-41.
Jeff West needs to start fouling here, extend the game as much as they can. Meanwhile, Thunder's going to dribble out front. They're just running the clock out.
I just wish at some point, and I'll sign a petition if I need to, that we need to get, and there's a turnover, that at some point at this level of high school basketball, we can get a shot clock implemented. And I certainly think it would change things. We get a whistle and a timeout at the 30, so we'll keep it here. I don't know. You certainly play at this level. You have a good understanding, obviously. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I have always been one to think that the state of Kansas should implement a shot clock.
Well, if they do, it'll be not after I graduate. But I don't think that would be that bad of an idea. I think it would make more interesting at the end of games, for sure. I mean, see it a lot in the bigger states, but, you know, 25, 30 seconds wouldn't be too bad.
No, I think 30 seconds would be right. You know, the NBA, it's 24, and it's obviously different at that level, but it certainly changes close games down the stretch, or even games like this. You know, 10, 2 minutes, 1 minute to go, it's, you know, Jeff West, not ideal, but when you're on a time, so to speak, and, you know, you still have to make some plays down the stretch, let alone just kind of hanging around top and waiting for somebody to foul you. It just kind of changes the outlook of some games. So out of the timeout, it's now under a minute to go. There's a deflected pass and a steal and an and one coast to coast, and that might be the dagger as Marcus Beck will have a shot at a three-point play. He's now got 15, and it's a 12-point lead with 53 seconds to go.
Just picked the pocket of Ferrant there and just took it to the hole, and Ferrant fouled from behind, gets an and one here.
Free throw strong, no good. Rebound is chased into the corner and out of bounds. And
that was very physical both ways.
So it will be Jeff West's ball. I thought Hermish was fouled.
I thought Euler was fouled at the beginning. But, I mean, both ways it looked like they each fouled each other at some different time. But the ref just let it go.
Down to 45 seconds. Again, Jeff West running out of time. They're down 12. A quick drive and a block shot there by Hermish. And that was nicely done on the defensive end, and down to 35 seconds, and now Jeff West ain't going to pressure, then Nemaha Central can basically run this timeout. Lutz working on Euler, gets it inside, kicks it out to Curtis Beck, and there he is, fouled with 22 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. Two free throws, or I should say it's still a 1-1, as Curtis Beck will go to the free throw line. 53-41, Nemaha Central will stay within a game of Royal Valley in the league standings. Free throw is good by Curtis Beck. It's been a quiet night for the leading scorer in the Big 7. Just 11 came into tonight's game, averaging 20 per.
Yeah, but his brother and then Carter Lutz each stepped up big time. He's kind of having a quiet night. Jeff West did a good job shutting him down.
Carter Lutz, 15. Marcus Beck, 15. Curtis Beck with 12. It's 55-41. Here's a three that rims out, no good. Rebound, Nemaha Central. Final 9 seconds. I think Jeff West will back off, and that's going to be the final few ticks. And credit the Tigers hanging around and making it interesting for sure. But at the end of the day, Nemaha Central gets the win. 55-41, the final score. As Nemaha Central moves to 8-1 overall, 6-1 in league play. Tigers drop to 0-9 and 0-8 respectively. Post game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post game next here on Kansas Land Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Regina at the main bank at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central picks up the road sweep at Jeff West in Big 7 League basketball tonight on Kansaland Radio. Girls winning a nail-biting thriller, whatever you want to call it, 37-35, and the Thunder Boys victorious 55-41 in the nightcap. Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tadman here closing things up from Jeff West, home of the Tigers. Seth Tollison back in studio getting ready for the high school scoreboard show, which will come up here shortly after our broadcast here tonight. Well, let's run through the scores from the players tonight. I should say run through the final numbers in this one for the boys contest. 15 apiece for Marcus Beck and Carter Lutz. Kurt 12. Cole Hermich had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 from Cooper Hike, 2 apiece from Holden Bass and Abe Hilbert. 2 in double figures for Jeff West. Devin Watkins led the way with 12. Gage Galley had 11. Also 9 from Colby Farron on 3 threes. They got 5 from Hunter Mosier, and then 2 apiece from Caleb Morse and Cooper Munson, who fouled out in the game. But Trenton, real quick, as before we get to our player of the game, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Credit Jeff West, the team that's still searching for their first win, first-year head coach. You get a team of Nemaha Central's caliber who has a 26-year head coach, a top-six ranking in Class 3A, towards the top of the standings, right there with Royal Valley, just a game back in terms of being in the top of the league. And, you know, they fought hard. They got down 11 early, fought back. It was a 5-point game at the half and kept it within, you know, kind of that 8 to 10-point range. And even into the fourth quarter, had chipped it down to 7, but ultimately a big 5 points by Carter Lutz. Kind of latter portion of that fourth quarter, extended it back out to 12, and at that point, Nemaha Central able to hang on. But for a team still searching, they certainly played hard tonight.
Yeah, they kind of muddied the game up, so to say, a little bit. I mean, they just kind of made Nemaha Central play a little bit uncomfortable. And, you know, they kept it close throughout the end of the game and a little late surge at the end by Nemaha Central. But, you know, if I was a Jeff West fan, I'd be pretty confident in Joe Smith. I think he's getting these kids to play hard, and I think they'll find a win this year. I think they're playing in a tough league, and that's just unfortunate for them.
They do got a couple of – a lot of the guys we saw play tonight were certainly underclassmen with a couple of juniors and some sophomores mixed in. But, again, just certainly a building process, and they certainly hung tough tonight. But Thunder get it done, moving to 8-1 and now 6-1 in league play. Tigers drop to 0-9 and 0-8 in league play. Now time to announce our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Quite a few options here, no doubt. You know, we've had multiple broadcasts with Nemaha Central. The Beck boys kind of lead the charge, and rightfully so with how they've played so far this year. But, you know, how about the 6'3 senior Carter Lutz tonight? Big 15 points. As we just mentioned, had a huge, crucial five straight when Jeff West had clawed back to within seven in the fourth, and Carter Lutz comes down, hits a three, gets it back to 10, and then gets a steal, layup in transition real quick. Within about a blink of an eye, it gets it back to 12. Nemaha Central able to really hold it true from there and get the win. So Carter Lutz, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Again, it's a Nemaha Central sweep tonight as the girls win a thriller 37-35. Boys win it in the nightcap 55-41. Appreciate everyone's work here tonight. Seth Tollison back in studio. Trenton Craxner joining me tonight as well. I'm Brandon Tadman. Stay tuned. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is coming up in just a little bit, so keep it locked on Kansaland Radio.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.